Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we had on tonight trying to get the show started, but the enemy thought he won the victory, but we have the victory through Christ Jesus on tonight. I am asking my guest on tonight, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight, but I've already asked him if he would open up with prayer. Normally I open up with prayer, but I'm asking my cousin, Pastor Norman King, to open up with prayer for us on tonight. So you need to get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready. So after he concludes with the prayer, we're going to have him go directly into God's word. I'm not going to do a music break. I'm going to ask Pastor Norman King, after he do the prayer, go directly into God's word. So please make sure you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready. And once again, we're coming on late tonight. I do apologize. We had some technical difficulties, but God has still given us the victory. So, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you and ask you to open up with prayer, and then afterwards, if you can go directly to God's word.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
and to God be the glory. May we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come before you tonight, and we say thank you for the opportunity to be on this platform, which is by your design. And those who are on the hearing side, we just pray, Father, that they will humble themselves and not allow anything or anybody to distract them, that they may hear your word, that not me, but they will hear your word through me, Father God. And because we know you have a word for your people on this set time that none of us knew we'd be here to be able to be in position to hear it or me even to be able to speak it. But we thank you for tonight, Father God. We pray humbly, Father God, again for the privilege and the honor. And for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And we are so grateful, Father, for your love for us. And we pray, Father God, in the midst of everything that's going on, that there are people, Father God, that's unselfish, people, God, Father, who share the good news, Father God, just letting people know about the love of Jesus Christ. So I just say thank you, Father, for all the brethren that's been assembled, Father God, and that we be on one accord, and that we allow you to have complete control, Father God, that we will not suffocate your presence, Father God, but allow your presence to just be able to just go about and do everything and everywhere which you so desire and through all of us who are called by your name. We thank you, Father God, and pray for strength for my cousin James, Father God, for continuing to be humble and to be able to, to allow you to continue to be first in his life, Father God, knowing that nothing he has done has been because of him, but only because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus tells us in his word that without him, we can't do nothing. But Paul says in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, this privilege to come before you tonight, Father God. And we just pray. Prayers that have been prayed, Father God. We're going to talk about some things tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that hope to open up the minds and some people, Father God, to hear what you have said according to your word, Father God. So we pray, Father God, at the end of all this prayer and this word is being delivered, Father God, that your hearers will be listening attentively, Father God, that your Holy Presence will take control of this complete setting. We actually bless tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let the Redeemer, Lord, say amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. As I would get into this message tonight, we're going to be looking at 1 Samuel, the first chapter. I'm going to read verses 10, amen, and 11. I'm going to cover more, but I'm going to read those as an opening. Now, I'm going to read from God's Word translation, so it's going to be different. But just follow me in whatever translation that you have. Amen. 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 10 and 11. It reads thusly. Though she was resentful, she prayed to the Lord while she cried. Verse 11, she made this vow, Lord of armies, if you would look at my misery, remember me, and give me a boy, then I will give him to you for as long as he lives. A razor will never be used on his head. And for topic tonight, or subject, I want to use what a mama will do when determined. What a mama will do when determined. And this might be a part one. I'm not sure. We see how things will go in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight,
amen,
as we begin this message, and I want to say happy belated Mother's Day to all of you mothers, because this is a Mother's Day message. Amen. And it's going to deal with a mother. Amen. She didn't start out being a mother in the flesh, but she set her sights in the spirit, come on somebody, to recognize that she was going to be a mother. She was determined. Amen. Look what it says here. I'm going to read this here, y'all. verse 9, it says that one day after Hannah, and we're talking about Hannah tonight, had something to eat and drink in Shiloh, she got up. Eli was sitting on his chair by the door of the Lord's temple. Though she was resentful, she prayed. Now, see, she was going through. And just because you go through don't mean you're supposed to give up. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Yeah, no,
you
right.
got to have a made-up mind. Come on.
Yeah.
You have got to have a made-up mind. See, it doesn't matter who it is that's looking at you or what they think about you. Come on. Amen. And we're going to talk about some things, how you can depend on people above God, and you can put your, set yourself up for failure. Come on. Amen. So so it says that the priest, Eli, was sitting on a chair by the door. Uh-huh. Boy, I'm trying to be patient because I'm supposed to be, but I tell you, when you get to that word and the Holy Spirit will show you stuff, come on, somebody. Amen. Now, I'm going to read on down, y'all, because I got to obey the Holy Spirit, brother, Cousin James. I got to obey the Holy Spirit. Come on.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Says it says verse 11, she made this vow. See, we need to make a vow, y'all. She said, Lord of armies, if you would look at my what? Misery. Huh? No, God sees all anyway, right? Remember me and give me a voice. Now, see, this woman here, y'all, she was barren. See, she was the wife. She shared the wifely, because back in that day, the men were allowed to have more than one wife. See, the situation with her is that, see, the other lady, amen, back in verse 4, okay, Elkanah was the man, and he had a wife named Peninnah, all right, and Hannah was barren. Amen. You know how sometimes people talk about folks. Come on, y'all, huh? Oh, she can't have no child, blah, 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 blah. So this Hannah was being ridiculed by Peninnah. Ah, come on, huh? So now this woman was going through. I know some of y'all women can attest to what I'm saying. Well, you've had those times in your life, and some of you may be going through some right now. Amen. But I want you to learn from the determination of Hannah, huh? So it says that it says up here in verse 5, just follow me, amen. Verse 4 says he would give portions of it to his wife Peninnah and all her sons and daughters. Verse 5, he would also give one portion to Hannah because he loved her. Even though the Lord had kept her from having children. Come on, y'all. Because the Lord had made her unable to have children, her rival, the other lady, amen, tormented her endlessly in order to make her what? Miserable. Come on, amen. This lady made it her point to make this lady miserable because they both was the wife of this one man, but she felt she had the upper edge because she had children and Hannah didn't. Amen. So verse 7, it says, this happened year after year. So this woman was tormenting her, making her miserable, y'all, every year, year after year. Then it says, whenever Hannah went to the Lord's house, Peninnah would make her, here we go again, y'all, miserable. And Hannah would cry and not eat. Her husband, Elkanah, would ask her, Hannah, why are you crying? Why haven't you eaten? Why are you so downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? So obviously he was troubled because, and it must be a special love he had for Hannah over the woman that had children. Amen? And let's begin at verse 9. It said, one day after Hannah had something to eat and drink in Shiloh, she got up. The priest Eli was sitting on a chair by the door of the Lord's temple. Though she was resentful, she prayed to the Lord while she cried. Ain't there something, y'all? In other words, what I'm getting here, y'all, is that even though you're going through, even though you're crying, even though you may be oppressed or depressed or what have you, stressed out, amen, learn from this episode, this illustration, don't stop praying, amen? She prayed to the Lord while she cried. In the midst of her praying and crying, come on, y'all, she made this vow. She said, Lord of armies, if you will look at my misery, remember me and give me a boy, then I will give him to you for as long as he lives. Now, I'm going to skip down, y'all. Now, verse 12 says, while Hannah was praying a long time in front of the Lord, Eli was watching her mouth. Now, I told you earlier, and you've seen it in the Word, right, that Eli was a priest. And you're going to see how Eli, even though he was a priest, he had it all mixed up. Follow me. Walk with me, y'all. It said, verse 12, while Hannah was praying a long time in front of the Lord, Eli was watching her mouth. She was praying, what, silently. Her voice couldn't be heard. Only her lips were moving. Eli thought she was drunk. And some of y'all, the priest thought she was drunk. Huh? See, some of you is listening to, all right now, all right, I'm about to get in trouble. Amen. Because this is bishop such and such or elder such or apostle. Come on, y'all. You better hear God. I'm not saying nothing. I'm not trying to downplay on your leadership. Amen. But our God is a jealous God. Amen. Because we are human. Yes. Come on. I'm a pastor, but we are human. We can make a mistake.
Right.
Come on, y'all. You better hear God. Amen. So look here, y'all. Verse 13 says she was praying silently. Her voice couldn't be heard. Only her lips were moving. Eli thought she was drunk. And look what happened, y'all. He says to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Eli asked her, get rid of your wine. Now, I'm reading the God's Word translation. So it's not going to sound King James now. Just follow me, y'all. So the priest says, get rid of your wine. But look what she said, y'all. Hannah responded, no, sir, I'm not drunk. I'm depressed. I'm pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't take me to be a good-for-nothing woman. All right, now. See, you got to put folks in check. Come on. Are you hearing me, my brethren? You got to put folks in check. Look at here. Years ago, we had a renowned, you know how they say it, y'all. Come on, y'all. You know, Pharisaical. Come on, somebody, huh? Sadducee. Come on now. Come on. We had a renowned person that come from way across the way there, right? He come to town and everybody flocked to go hear this person, right? And guess what? And I was one of them, too, that flocked with him, right? Come on now. Just hear me out. Hear me out. So at the end of the service, they had everybody down, and this man was laying hands. He had a word. Come on, Cousin James. He had a word from heaven. Amen. God has spoken to him. What? Spoke to him and spoke through him, and what he was saying was from God. Come on. All right. So hear me. Look, I'm going to tell you about my rebuke now. Come on. My rebuke was that he come around to me, laid hands on me. He said, now tonight you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and speak with unknown tongue. And guess what? I fell to the floor like everybody else, right? And while I was on the floor, it's like God would take and hit me in my ribs and hit me all over, right? Come on. And I was down on that floor, and I felt so shame because I fell down because everybody else did, right? But see, because my prayer was sincere, like Hannah, I knew that for me to have a peace of God, I had to deal with that before I left, right? So I waited. It was a big church. That means I had to wait for a long time to make sure I got some peace before I left there, right? And when I finally waited for over an hour, and then the man with his security around him looked at me and said, may I help you, sir? And I said to him, and I was nervous as all get out. Come on, y'all. I was nervous now. I ain't lying to you. I was nervous. And I said to this man with a quiver in my voice, I said, sir, what you said that I received tonight, I just want you to know I had it when I came in here. Are y'all hearing me, church? You see, when someone tell you that God told them something to tell you, you better know it for yourself. You better have heard it for yourself. Huh? So even that's right, here with Eli, he's a priest, but he's going to say she was drunk. But she stood her ground. Look at verse 15. Yes, in the God's word, it says, Hannah responded, no, sir, I'm not drunk. I'm depressed. Huh? I'm pouring out my heart to the Lord. So don't you take me for a good-for-nothing woman. Come on. Let's don't get it twisted now. Amen? So what I'm saying to you tonight, that what a mother will do, what a mama will do, doesn't matter what you may call them, right, when they are determined. See, this woman here was determined to have a child because she could be mocked and talked about, ridiculed year after year. So finally, she reminded me of the Spider-Sailor Man. He got beat down so much, he said, enough is enough. I'm going to get my spinach. It was a little bit of stuff with the big forearms, and I'm going to go to war against this big man. Come on, y'all. Huh? Some of you need to go to war. See, first of all, understand it's already a fixed fight. Amen?
Yes,
the battle's already won. But anyway, I want to talk about mothers. Amen? Mothers. Praise God for our mothers. Amen? See, mothers are perhaps the most powerful. Remember now, mothers are perhaps the most powerful and influential force on the face of the earth. I'm talking about mothers. Come on now. Amen. Amen. And there is something that's going on in America today. Amen. There's a problem. Amen. There's something going on in America. Amen. And it's against our mothers. It's against the female. Come on, y'all. I'm trying to say something now. Amen. So what holds a home? It's motherhood.
Yeah.
Amen. And there's a war against motherhood in America. And see, and the result is immorality, adultery, fornication, just for a few. Amen. Juvenile delinquency. Now, just walk with me. I'm going to explain some stuff now. Juvenile delinquency. All of this can be traced back to the homicide of the home. Follow me now. That comes by what? The neglect of motherhood. When a mother is not on her post doing what thus said the Lord, murders are being committed. I'm talking about in the spirit, things that God has said according to his word. See, Hannah made her mind up, y'all. She says, enough is enough. I'm not taking it no more. And she made a vow to the Lord. Amen. I want to encourage some mothers tonight. I want to lift some mothers up. Amen. It's true that the head of the home is the father.
That's
but
right.
It is equally true that the heart of the home is the mother.
It's the mother.
As
that's
strong
right.
As a man as I am in my house, and I've been married this coming July, be 42 years. I'm the man of my house. Come on, huh? But my wife is
all
the
right.
Heart of the home. Amen.
There
I know.
You go, that's right.
I know it for sure. Come on. Amen. Now, I've been talking about who? Hannah. And she was a wonderful woman. Amen. Her name, it means gracious. And she was a gracious lady. Amen. Now, Hannah didn't have it easy. I told you what she went through year after year after year. So if it's someone on the side of my voice I hear who feel like giving up, don't give up.
Amen. Don't give
remember.
Up.
Remember this story in 1 Samuel that I'm talking about tonight. This lady here was a magnificent mother. Now, she was a mother before she was a mother, amen, because she made a vow. Her mind was made up, amen. She lived in a time that a lot was going on, and we live in a time where a lot was going on, is going on, but don't let what's happening right now stop you from doing that desirable thing that God has so ordained and predestined for you to walk in. Amen? She didn't have no children. She didn't have no children, and the other wife did. The other wife mocked her, scorned her, and put her down because she was barren. So what happened? I'm going back and just paraphrase the things I read in the scripture. Amen? All this is going on. She was barren, but yet what? Her heart cried out to God that she might have a baby. And, you know, and she didn't want just any baby. She wanted a preacher boy. Huh?
Mm.
She wanted a baby that she could raise for God. And
yes.
we give back to God.
To God.
Amen?
Yeah.
She wanted a preacher. She wanted a man of God, a preacher boy. Amen? Raise him up and give him back. Amen? I'm telling you now, Hannah is the example of awesome, magnificent mother. So I'm speaking this word tonight that I may encourage somebody. Amen? Someone need to hear this word tonight because some of you may have been, and you know, and if you fall in that category where you didn't do what you're supposed to do by your children, you're still living right now. So God is saying, go make amends. Amen? Go make amends. So number one, principle of priority. Amen? Hannah had her priorities right. The desire of her heart was that she would have a child. Come on. She was determined. Amen? She was determined. Let me go back. Amen? I want to back up what I'm saying by the word of God. Amen? Let me go back. Okay. Verse 10 says, though she was resentful, she prayed to the Lord while she cried. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11, she made this vow. Lord of armies, if you would look at my misery, then when she was miserable, and remember me and give me a boy, then I will give him to you for long as he lives. Come on, amen? Don't hold on to your children because they don't belong to you. Amen?
Right.
You
got
to recognize that
God
gave it. You got to give it back to him, amen? Praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
So the desire of her heart was that she would have a child. Amen. And she vowed and said, oh, Lord of hosts, here we go, y'all. If thou would indeed look upon this, the affliction, talking about herself, y'all, of thy handmaid and remember me and will not forget thy handmaid, talking about herself, but will give unto the handmaid a child. Here you go, y'all. Oh, God, I want a baby. She said, I want a baby. Amen. In other words, all these years of suffering, all these years of being ridiculed, she finally had enough of all this outside chatter, all this underlining. Are y'all hearing me, church? I'm trying to say to somebody tonight, it's time to step up.
Mm.
Oh, God. She said, I want a baby. Amen. This is the desire of my heart. Amen. She had a God-given instinct, what? To have a child. And that instinct was put in her heart, Brother James, by Almighty God. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because
right.
She knew what the Bible teaches over and over again. Here we go, y'all, that children are a blessing. Are you hearing me,
yes.
church? That children are a blessing and an unmistakable gift from God. Amen. Now, with that
mm-hmm.
being said, I'm going to read you something. Just bear with me. Let me go ahead and find it. Children are a gift from God. Amen? Now, I'm going to look in Psalms. I'm going to read this verse. Amen? Just bear with me. I'm going to read this verse. Children are a gift from God. Amen? Psalms 127 and 3. It says it this way. It says, children are an inheritance from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Amen. So children
mm-hmm.
are a blessing. You got the scripture. Amen. Lo, children are an inheritance from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Are you hearing me, y'all? A blessing. Children are a blessing, not a burden. A lot of times we look at our kids as a burden. Amen. It's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God
That's
says
right.
they are a blessing. But sometimes they bad, bad kids, blah, 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 blah. Hey, are you hearing me? You better line up with the Word. Amen.
Amen.
How you going to call something opposite what God said? Come on now. Amen. A blessing. A blessing, not a burden. Amen. So there's something basically wrong in America when little children are looked upon as burdens rather than blessings. Amen?
Mm.
Burdens rather than blessings. Amen? And hear me now. And not only is there something basically wrong, are you hearing me? There is something drastically wrong when little babies are being put to death in their mother's womb. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm speaking the word now. I'm speaking the word.
Yes, you are.
Don't get mad at me.
Lord, yes.
Look, get mad at God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And amen. So in other words, children mm-hmm. are a blessing, not a burden. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
God knows your heart, and God knows that you would love, for you who can't have a child, God knows that you would love to have a child if you could. But to those of you who can and refuse because you want more of the world goods, you know, y'all heard it. Nah, I ain't trying to have no kids. I got this and this. Are y'all hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I ain't really had no kids because this, that. It's because a lot of kids are looked upon as burdens. But the word of God says they are a blessing. Amen? Is that all right, church?
Yes, Lord.
Prayer. When you get your priorities lined up, then your prayers will line up. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again.
That's right.
When you get your priorities lined up, then your prayers line up behind those priorities. Amen? Hannah, and she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord. I want to encourage somebody tonight. Some of you are feeling bitter right now or downtrodden. What you may be going through right now, pray. Pray believing.
Yeah,
amen?
Yeah.
This woman here, y'all, had her priorities in order. Principle, priority, and the second principle I'm talking about tonight is prayer. When do you begin to raise your children? When do you begin to pray for your children? Hear me, church. Not after they are born, but before they're born. People start praying before they're born. Now, I know, all right now, let me keep going, amen. Not after they are conceived, but before they conceive. See, children
mm-hmm.
ought to come in an answer to prayer. Amen? We're talking about Hannah tonight. Amen? She is praying, what? With all of her heart. Even
yes,
though she
Lord.
Was bitter of soul, she prayed. She said, oh, God, I must have a child. Amen? So, in other words, she is desperate for a child. Amen? God gave them a child. I'm talking about Sarah now, when she's of age, 90 years old, amen? He gave a child. So I want to tell somebody tonight, don't give up, amen? Be that magnificent mom. Be that determined mother, amen? This woman tonight, amen, she prayed, and she had a priority in order, amen? Because what? Your prayer and your priorities determine what? Your purpose. I'm going to say it again.
Right.
Your prayer and your priorities determine your purpose. Amen? Her purpose was in verse 11. And she made a vow. Amen? You must make a vow. You must make a vow. Seriously, you got to go before the Lord and have a made up mind. Amen? And she said,
mm-hmm.
O Lord of hosts, if thou it will indeed look upon the affliction of me, amen? So she's spelling out, I got some things going on, Lord, but I'm praying. I'm making a vow to you. Remember me. Don't forget me. Remember me. Are you in my church? But then she ran into this priest who saw her praying silently and thought she was drunk. Amen? So now, if the child is a gift from God, amen, if the child has come from God, then that child must be what? Given back to God.
That's
amen?
Right. That's right.
And
amen.
She said it. God, she said, I will give him back. If you give me him, I'll give him back to you. Amen? That prayer must have been the will of God, church. That prayer must have been put in the heart of Hannah because God heard that. And guess what? And
oh,
God
yes.
answered that prayer. Amen?
Yes,
so God
did.
Answered
yes,
the prayer, so it had to be in his will. See, there are some things that God has willed for you and me, but it's not happening because we're not lining up. Amen? Now I'm going to go ahead and go to a certain point, amen, to back up what I'm saying, amen? Over to James 4:3, James says, ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your lust. Okay? Hannah had a purpose. Her purpose was God. I want a child that will serve you. Now you make. Now you can't make your child serve God. Am I right about that? You can't make your child serve God, but you got to train them up in the way that they must go. See, your desire, amen, is to be to have godly children, and your goal as a parent should be that you are a godly parent. I'm going to say again, your desire is for godly children, but you must have, your goal must be that I'm going to be a godly parent. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say tonight, this priest had it wrong. And sometimes you have listened to people because of their status quo, and you took them to be it. Are you hearing me, church? But then they were wrong. And then you got mad. Are y'all hearing me tonight? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those things shall be what added unto. Amen. I want to just say that sometimes people who you put confidence in can tell you something wrong. But because you depend on what they say instead of depending on what God say, I'm going to go ahead and say it, James. You deserve what you get. Amen?
That's right.
Now, and see, you get mad. Don't get mad at God. Our God's a jealous God. He wants to help you. But you got to have a made-up mind like this woman right here. Her mind was made up. She was determined. And she didn't let nothing or nobody stop her while she was in the valley. She prayed. She was in distress. She prayed. And I look at her as being a magnificent. Look, other words, she operated in the principle of persuasion. She was determined. Amen. She didn't let nothing or nobody stop her. She was not only, she also operated in with a persistent spirit. Amen. You got to get along with God. You got to talk to God the way she did. Amen.
Yes,
now,
right.
There was a time that came that her husband went to a certain way. Amen. Let me read the verse. That way y'all can see. Let me see what my time is. Okay, I got a little bit of time just to close this thing down, but I got to make sure I read this verse. Amen. So as I look, I'm almost done. But let me hit these couple of areas here, Cousin James, before I close out. First Samuel, the first chapter. And I'm going to read verse 21 says, to keep his vow, talking about the husband, Elkanah and his entire household again, went to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord. Here go Hannah again, y'all, verse 22. But Hannah didn't go. She told her husband, I'll wait until the boy is weaned. Then I bring him and present him to the Lord. And he'll stay there permanently. Other words, she's saying, you go ahead and go. See what's happening, y'all. We, because of the society in which we live, that's been going on for 30, 40, 50 years, that it has taken, kids have been taken away from their mothers. And actually been raised by other people. The other influences that's on these children that would not have been an influence on them in such an infant state if their mother, all right now, I'm about to get in trouble. Amen. If we was like Hannah, it says that Hannah told her, look, her husband say, come on, baby. Told her husband, verse 22, look here, I'll wait until the boy's weaned. See, ain't nobody else got no business weaning your child. Come on.
No, that's right. That's right.
Supposed to be done by mama. Mama. Mama supposed to wean the child. Amen? She said, I will not go up until the child is weaned. Huh? I'm going to shut down. Y'all get the memo. Amen. Other words, she's saying, y'all, you go ahead and go. Amen. See, what's happening is there's too many openings for people to do things. There wouldn't even be all these molestations with these babies, with these little childs, if their mama was, oh, come on. I'm in trouble,
that's
y'all.
Right.
But y'all know I'm telling you know I'm telling the truth, though. Their mother's
that's
supposed
right.
to be in position. Hannah had a made-up mind. Look, you go ahead and go. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to sit here and take care of my kids. Now, as I'm going to close down right now, amen, I'm going to say, I'm going to give you an ABC, okay? Children need an A, a B, and a C. A stands for acceptance. Children need acceptance. The B stands for belonging. And the C stands for confidence. Amen? That's what they need. Thank God for magnificent mothers, and may God help you to be one. We thank God for the word that has been coming forth, that has came forth, and I don't get mad at me. If anything, pray for me. Amen. But I had to say what God said to say tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And next time
that's
I'll talk a little bit more about some other things, but I had to say it. Amen. Because woe is unto me. The Bible said, if I preach not the gospel, woe is unto me. So I got a minute to play some of this song, and this is a song dear to my heart. And it's also a song that my mama used to love. Amen. So let me bring it up here so we can get ready to close out. Amen. We thank God for you. Pray for me. Amen. And I pray for you.
Amen.
And I think Hezekiah Walker had a song. Hezekiah Walker had a song say, and then watch God change things. Amen.
Yeah.
So hear the song. Hear the song, y'all.
Your mama said, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way. We went to school.
Cousin James, go ahead, because I know our time about to end, so go ahead, Cousin James. Thank God. I thank y'all for the word. To him be all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King, on tonight for that word. It's the late Pastor Eddie, Pastor Eddie Franklin used to say, well, I was his armor bearer and musician at the church where he was pastoring for 19 years. He's going on to be with the Lord now, but he would often say, there is a lot of meat on that bone. So, Pastor Norman King, if the Lord gives you more to say pertaining to this message, you can do that in part two next Saturday night. That's if that's how the Lord's going to lead you, I'm just letting you know that door is open, because I think there's more to be said. So you're just opening up the door. So I think you can conclude with the whole matter pertaining to this subject on next Saturday night. So I thank God for you for letting the Lord use you. Someone was encouraged by this word on tonight. Some mother or someone that wants to be a mother was blessed and encouraged tonight after hearing this word. So God was truly glorified through you on tonight, Pastor Norman King. And I just want to say thank you for letting the Lord use you in a mighty way. We're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, before I do that, I want to once again thank everyone for bearing with us. Because at the beginning of the show, we had some technical difficulties. I had to come up with a new password, and so that's what delayed us coming on time on tonight. But God still got the glory. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come tonight giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, that we can move forward and complete the God purpose and God assignment that you have on each one of our lives, individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you are our promise keeper. We thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that you will get the glory through it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, continue to bless and strengthen Pastor Norman King, the works of his hands, his entire family, and the ministry that you have placed him over. Heavenly Father, that he will be led and guided by you and through your Holy Spirit. Not only him, but every man, woman, boy, and girl that is being used by you. Continue to use us, Heavenly Father, as you see fit, that your will be done in each one of us, that you will get the glory. Now we pray, Heavenly Father, that on tomorrow, that you will be with your people. Every man, woman that's going to deliver your word on tomorrow, whether they're inside the church building or over through social media, however they're going to deliver your word, we pray, Lord, that you would bless them. Bless your word is already blessed, that they will be able to deliver your word with power on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So we thank you again for your grace and mercy, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still in total control. You sit high and you look low, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So we just love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, even to the new listeners. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, remember, listeners, I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.